You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, welcome inside the post-game podcast for a lovely Thursday. Al, what up, man?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. You know, during the show today, I'm not sure how it came up. We were talking about weight loss and people losing weight.
I think because I saw Mark Melusis on SNY, and he looks great.
You saw Mark Melusis. He looks good. Yeah. You commented that Peter Schwartz was losing weight also. And then I had brought up that I sometimes feel weird. Like if somebody had lost a lot of weight in the past, I would say, wow, you look great. What did you do? Because people are always very proud to tell you what they did their weight loss journey. But I think if people are taking the Ozempic stuff, they don't want to tell you that. Mm-hmm. So now I never comment on people losing weight because I don't want to say, you look great, what did you do? And then they're in a position.
So what I've done numerous times, because I don't know who's, it seems like everybody's on these GLP-1, which is fine. I really don't care. In most cases, I tell people, you look great. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it.
Oh, that's good.
That's it. And the conversation's over. It makes them feel good about themselves. Move on.
Or do you think it's on the person who's taking the GLP-1 Ozempic to go, okay, I'm going out in the world now. I've lost some weight. I'm looking pretty good. I need an answer for when someone says, you look great. What did you do?
Well, it depends on the person. Like I know people that are on the GLP-1s and they don't mind. They're happy to tell you because it was what they needed for whatever reason.
Right.
And there are other people that I do find almost feel embarrassed that they needed it.
Yes.
To me, get yourself healthy. In a perfect world, we all eat right, exercise, do what we're supposed to do, and we'll weigh the proper weight. And this is coming from a guy who needs to lose 40 pounds. So I understand it.
If you lost 40 pounds, that would be insane.
It wouldn't be. It would be like the pictures you send me from 10 years ago.
Like
you send me photos from 2010, 2011.
Yeah.
And I have a little bit more hair, although I've added some lately. But I had a little more hair, obviously, being younger. I'm thin. Like, I'm thinner. I mean, I was probably weighing in those photos in that 170 range. Where, all right, so maybe not 40 pounds. I got to lose 30 pounds, though. Easy 30 pounds. 20 to start. I mean, 20 is like non-negotiable.
Yeah.
But the number for me is like 30 pounds. And so my sleep, and I really do believe if I ate better or ate better all the time and got the exercise in every day, it would 100% it would help. But I also think my sleeping pattern is so frigging horrible right now. I just think my body is so screwed up. That it's insane.
Yeah, I think that's true as well with all of us here in the working the hours. You know, we're just waking up. Your body doesn't want to be doing it. So, yeah, I used to be very against the Ozempic stuff, but I've kind of been talked into it
from
a friend of mine who told me just about, it's just funny. It got me thinking though today, like there are medications that we don't mind talking to people about and don't feel embarrassed about.
Right.
And then there are medications that you do feel embarrassed about.
There's an easy answer for that.
Yeah.
I think because the one classifies you as lazy. Oh, you couldn't put the work in?
Yeah.
You just take a pill. I think that's what people, I don't take it. I don't know. That would be my thought, is that people don't want you. Or if you have the surgery, which seems like, I would think these pills are putting those things out. Like, why would you go cut half your stomach out now if you can do this?
For sure.
And eat slightly better. Like, I know someone, a cousin of mine, that actually went on, I don't think it was Ozempic. It was another one of those. But it was for, what was the reason for it again? Not blood pressure.
Diabetes.
For diabetes. She was always a type 2 diabetic. And she was put on it 2 years ago or like a year and a half ago. Oh, 2 years, right? Yeah, 2 years ago. And she's down 90 pounds in 2 years. And her diabetes is under control. And she is one that has no problem telling you, yeah, this is what I'm taking. I didn't intend for this, but I am thrilled that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she literally, because of the way it squashes her appetite, she's 1 meal a day.
Yeah, you just hear weird side effects with those medications.
She's had none, but you can have them.
It seems like if you have a game plan, like, okay, I'm going to take this Ozempic for till I lose 80 pounds, and then I'm going to, because probably when you're taking Ozempic, or whatever the pills are, that your what you're consuming changes.
You better hope so, because the concern I would have and why I'm not taking them is I would never want to do that. And then either A, just like, oh, I'm going to be on this medicine forever. I don't like that idea. That sounds horrible. But I also don't want to do that and then get off it and all of a sudden the urges to eat come back.
Right.
And once you have like, you know, one cupcake, your body goes bonkers and it's just crazy. And, you know, then what'd you do it for? And you put the 40 or 50 or 60 pounds back on and probably pretty quickly too.
Yeah.
And that sounds awful.
So I was trying to think of other, like, as a society, we'll tell people what medicines we're on. Like if you were on you have high cholesterol, you'd be like, eh, doctor, put me on a stent. So that will say, I go, I have my Pepcid for my acid reflux.
Yeah.
But other medications we don't want to tell people. You mentioned the Ozempic one because the perception is you lazy.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also don't tell people if we're taking boner pills because the perception is your wiener's broken.
Mm-hmm.
We don't like to tell people we're on a depression medicine or anxiety medicine because then it's like,
you feel bad for the person. Or
So it's like there's certain pills where we have no problem telling people. And then other ones where we'll be like, we need to hide it. Then it got me thinking about, because I hear the commercials all the time for Roe.
Yes.
Which used to be Roman.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to just sell boner pills. There was a time, and this is confusing to me too. So we used to see commercials all during football games for Viagra and Cialis. Then they were on the market long enough where they're allowed to make generics.
Mm-hmm.
So they pulled all those commercials because now all of a sudden people are going to buy the generics. They're cheaper. Then this Roe comes along and Hims comes along and now they're able to sell
the same stuff.
Generic boner pills.
Yeah.
But why can't they sell everything? You know what I mean? Like,
what do you mean?
Well, like they chose that. At first they chose that one thing. We're going to sell generic boner pills.
Mm-hmm.
Now I looked on the Roe website just because I know they sell these GLP-1 weight mm-hmm. loss drugs. They sell like prescriptions for weight loss, sexual health, fertility health, hair, like sprays and pills for your hair, skin.
What are you saying? Why do they not have like...
Yeah, I kind of get an antibiotic from them or a statin.
Maybe they're just not interested in selling that. Maybe their niche is like health and wellness and your body as opposed to, you know, fighting sickness and illness.
Listen to this. This is on the Roe website. Not sure I could have went to Hims. It would have been the same thing. Here's a category. It says, what do we treat? what can you get here on Row? Mm-hmm. What do we treat? Acne.
Okay.
Cold sores. Oof. Erectile dysfunction.
Right.
Genital herpes.
Ooh.
Hair loss. Obesity. Photo aging.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Premature ejaculation.
That doesn't go with erectile dysfunction?
No.
Oh.
Short lashes.
What? What does that mean?
Oh, I'm going to click on it.
Short lashes?
Yeah. So
like
if you
eyelashes?
Yeah. You can grow your lashes longer with some of this medicine. That's an interesting. What's the other one we want to know? What is photo aging?
Yeah. Right. To tighten your skin, maybe?
It's just your best hair and skin.
Oh, okay.
Long lashes, hair loss, better skin.
Okay.
All right. What else do they treat? Genital herpes. Let's see. I'm going to click on genital herpes, see what they give you for that.
I would think this is a big spot for genital herpes treatment because it's you don't have to go into a waiting room.
This is their selling point, Jerry. 100% online with no in-person visit.
Right. Just get on the phone and tell someone about your herpes.
What are common genital herpes symptoms? Painful blisters.
Oh.
In the genital area.
All right.
Fever. I wouldn't have thought that. Fever, chills, body aches, headache.
That would just sound like a being sick.
Yeah. How do I treat genital herpes?
Stop having sex with people that have it.
Valtrex and the generic for Valtrex.
Mm.
Hmm. All right. So they treat genital herpes. Let me see the other thing, what we treat. Premature ejaculation. Let's see how this one works, Jerry.
How that works?
Yeah.
Probably like a pill like everything else.
This one's not saying what causes.
Well, there's only two options. It'd be a pill or a gel, right?
Yeah, let's see. Over-the-counter treatments that help you regain control lasting longer. Prescription medicine.
Yeah, I don't know what the other options would be.
Oh, look at this one, Jerry. We offer prescription medication that's been shown to help men last up to 5 times longer in bed. So that's like 5 minutes. As well as over-the-counter
wipes.
By
the way, for some guys, it could be a minute.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
They sell over-the-counter wipes. I think you just wipe it on your wiener and then it numbs the wiener.
Okay.
You're right.
But how do you feel anything?
I don't know. That's a great question. Cold sores. Let's see how they fix.
That's really romantic. Sores. Hold on, honey. Gotta numb the schwants. That's really gonna keep her hot. Oh, my God.
And then everything's in a wipe these days. What if you accidentally use a last longer
on your butt?
Bed wipe? And you wipe your butt and be like,
ass.
I can't feel my butt. Yeah, so there's all sorts of things.
Growing up, we always call people numb nuts. This would be numb ass.
Numb ass. I guess what they do, these online ones, I guess I finally figured it out. It's all things you don't want to.
Privacy.
Yeah, you want privacy for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although the skin and the eyelashes and the hair, those are not quite in that category.
Yeah.
But in terms of sexual health and that part of the body, yeah, pretty private.
They have fertility section too, where you can test your sperm. Your sperm, Jerry. See how your sperm is.
Okay. Well, now you know what to do on a Thursday afternoon.
Just get my sperm tested.
You get it checked out. You get a good number of your motility.
Mm-hmm.
See if those twins are still on en route for you in your future.
Wow, they now have chewable boner pills. Man. There's always like hot chicks in these ads too. You know what I mean, Jerry?
They want to make sure they get you across the finish line.
It's just like it's like a hot chick in a tank top with no bra on.
It's interesting.
Roe Sparks.
We are in a pill society right now.
Yeah. And I was thinking that too. Like, imagine you're just a few decades ago. You didn't have any of this as an option.
No.
Right?
No. Well, I mean, people died because they couldn't take care of their teeth 100 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, everything progresses. If it was decades ago and now, Boomer would be a $70 million a year quarterback. Instead, he's working with us idiots.
Well, he just missed it.
He just missed it. But the generation before him also thinks they just missed it because he made $1.2 million 1 year.
Right.
And he made more as his career went on.
Right. Poor Roger Staubach had a full-time job in the offseason.
He's a big-time real estate investor now.
Yeah.
Roger Staubach, I believe, because he did not make enough money playing football. I mean, so it, you know, we're at levels of absurdity with what these guys make.
Oh, yeah.
But it always gets better as you go on and on. I mean, there's, you know.
You ever wonder how pills work?
How what do?
Like how pills work. Because we have pills and we take them the same way. We just swallow it.
YouTube has shown some good breakdowns, the way it goes into the acids and then gets into your bloodstream and how it does. I don't know. After that, I have no idea. But I've seen some of this. You know, they're like cartoon creations, mm-hmm. like illustrations.
Yeah.
But it is fascinating.
Yeah, because like you, no matter what the pill is doing, you're still swallowing the pill.
Yeah, yeah. But it's got to dissolve into your body.
It does have to dissolve into your body.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're going to poop out a pill.
Yeah. And they do say that some of the capsules, people have pooped out some of the capsules.
Oh, that's not good.
Because that's weird, too. It has to be dissolved in your stomach.
Yeah. I'm very happy that I'm sure at some point in the near future it will change, but I'm still happy that at 52, I don't take any medicine, which I think is a good thing.
You said you take bad medicine.
Oh, Bon Jovi now?
Yep.
When's that concert you're going to? Next week?
The 19th.
And then you're off the week of the 20th.
Yeah.
Got it.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Also, you know what's also weird people do sometimes? You know, you can cut pills in half.
Okay.
They have pill cutters.
Mm-hmm.
And some pills come with, like, they call it a score in it.
Yeah,
a
the line across.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what some people mistakenly do is they take pills that are not supposed to be cut in half. They're time-released pills. So when you swallow the pill, it doesn't disintegrate all at once, disintegrates mm-hmm. slowly.
The way it's supposed to.
But you cut that in half, you're opening up. You're now taking off the protective layer that slowly releases, and then people get all the pill at once.
You'd probably get bad side effects from that, I would think.
I would think so.
You know, your stomach get torn up.
Yeah. Oof. And you're getting all the powerful medicine, whatever it is you're taking, all at one time.
Did you ever make a smoothie with, like, kale and spinach and fruits?
No.
To where... Oh.
Not those things, I was going to say, fruits,
to where
yes.
your stomach... Oh, just yeah. feels like it's shredding inside.
Yeah, I can't take any protein powder.
Really?
I've not found
Okay.
It either tears up my stomach or I don't poop for 5 days.
Oh, neither good.
Yeah, neither are good. And I've tried natural ones. I've tried even like a protein bar. If I can only eat a protein bar if it's got 10 grams of protein or less. These pro, there's like 30 grams of protein.
I think that's what CeeLo had today. I think he had that Gatorade protein bar.
Yeah.
That's got like, I think 18 grams of protein in it or something crazy.
But I could eat a gigantic steak and have no effect as far as the protein. It's got to be the fake protein that's
Or whatever they put in it. I know those don't usually bother me too much. It's more the vegetables, the raw vegetables that I put in the smoothies.
You go for any of these products that wouldn't normally have protein in it that they've now added protein to?
Like
they'll be like Doritos with protein.
I think that's all nonsense.
Me too.
Like, I don't believe it's true. I mean, maybe they're made with some sort of protein powder, I guess. That's not the same thing to me as like eating meat.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, big meat.
Yeah, I don't think so. I've been good. This week has been like nothing but you know, ground beef and chicken one night. I'm trying to think. The only bad night I had was I went out to dinner with CeeLo, actually. Monday, went to Buffalo Wild Wings.
What'd you get?
I got a grilled chicken wrap, and I was going to take the wrap off it and eat it like a salad. We were talking. I ate the whole thing.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm pretty good. A lot of meat.
Yeah.
A lot of meat. You like bologna?
No.
As a kid, did you like bologna?
Yeah, loved it.
I say it because my wife got it the other day for the first time in forever.
You said you and your wife used to picnic with a stack of bologna, a stack of white bread, and a stack of mayonnaise.
No, not mayonnaise. I was mustard.
Oh, mustard.
But we would also have the big giant mozzarella ball in the water. We would eat that. And then, so it would be the cheese ball that we would cut in half. I would take half. She would take half. It'd be a bologna and American cheese sandwich. I mean, in picnic. This was every Saturday when I got home from work.
Okay.
And we would have, it wasn't white bread. It was like really good Italian bread.
Yeah.
And then Doritos.
Mm.
And I mean, we were eating Doritos. Oh, God. And she never gained a damn pound. And I got fat.
Why is some people don't gain weight?
I don't know. I don't know.
It doesn't make sense scientifically.
And for me, I gain weight by looking at food. Now, I've seen some health people, and it's funny. There's been a few things I've meant to forward to you.
Yeah.
There was one where the guy really gives a great breakdown as to why some people can eat anything they want and not gain weight and other people can't. And it comes from what regions of the world you're from because years and years of eating different foods and your body processes it. I don't know. All I know is in my family, my two boys and my wife, Friday nights, I have to buy two extra large pizzas now because my one son, who is 6'2", weighs, 150, 160 pounds. He's thin. Will eat five extra large slices. My other son, who's my size, he's 5'8 and weighs 145 pounds soaking wet, eats five slices of pizza. They don't gain a pound. My wife doesn't gain any weight. Then there I am eating a salad and one slice of pizza. I get on the scale on Sunday. I gain 2 pounds. Like, what the hell?
The boys, I understand because they're running around. They're much younger.
Not my older son anymore.
But, like, I don't understand, like, your wife or adults in their 40s or older.
It's bizarre.
That
some people don't gain weight.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I really don't know. Like, you see Tommy Lugauer? Lugauer looks like you.
Very thin.
I mean, thinner than you. Actually, because you lift weights and everything. It's bizarre. I don't know. The only time since the insanity workouts I can no longer do because of my back, since I've stopped doing them, my weight has gone up the 30 pounds, basically. The only time I've ever lost weight, like real weight, in the last 10 years was the high protein, very low carb diet. That's it. I've tried calorie counting. Nothing works. That's the only thing that's worked.
When we were doing those insanity workouts, they were like DVDs, right? Mm-hmm. It's the only time in my life I took a shirtless photo of myself.
Felt great, didn't you?
Yeah, oh my God. I was like, look at this guy.
That to me, and Willie makes fun of me because apparently, because Sean T is a gay man, people look at his work.
Doing gay workouts?
But that workout to me is second to none in anything I've ever done.
Gay men are in very good shape.
No, I know. Willie just, for whatever reason, finds it funny that that's the workout I like. I'm okay. But it's hard as hell, and you will get in shape. The problem is I can't do the jumping. My back, whatever goes on in my back, it's out of whack.
I used to have a hard time doing the warm-up for the insanity workout, doing the high knee lifts. I was like, what is this?
The first time we put it on, so I wanted accountability. I know we were getting paid to do it and endorse it, which was fine. I needed accountability more than just saying I was going to do it. So I had a friend of mine who's a workout nut, my friend Mark, same guy that wrote in those questions to me today. So I'm like, hey, you want to do this with me? He's like, I'm in. So I knew. We made a schedule, and he was at my house on... So even when I didn't want to do it, we did it. The first day we got through it, and he's a workout nut. We go through the first part, the warm-up. He's like, is that it? That was crazy. I'm like, we haven't started yet. I'm like, looking at the DVD, there's 32 minutes left.
Yeah.
Like, it's wild. It's pretty. And you know what's cool? I don't think you ever got to this level like I did. When you get to the point where the warm-up is easy,
Yeah, I never got to that.
Tremendous.
Level.
I mean, just tremendous to have your body get to that level. But now I don't think I could get through the warm-up right now.
Yeah, I definitely could not.
Not a chance.
Yeah.
Such a good workout. Really is.
Insanity, it was called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As opposed to Linsanity. That was
correct.
Different.
Different, similar time, though.
All right. Good point. It was around the similar time.
Right around there, yeah.
Let's do the warm-up program. Now, I did that with CeeLo. Tomorrow, I will also do the warm-up with CeeLo, but you will be hosting with Gordon Damer.
A little different.
I'm going to tune into that.
You're going to be here.
All right.
I hope you tune into it.
I'm working.
There is going to be a segment for you and Gordon, kind of like with Boomer and Yousef today, where I was checked out because I don't know what they were talking about. I know he wants to talk about a couple documentaries with you.
Okay.
So 7:45, I will be able to have a sandwich and let you guys just do it.
Oh, me and Gordon will host that segment?
Pretty much.
Segment. Okay, I like that.
Essentially, yeah.
All right. All right, perfect, Jerry. Let's do the warm-up. I did that with CeeLo.
So...
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radnor, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.